Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
What would be the best exercises to do when you want to be a buff bride? You want that really pretty back. Maybe your wedding dress has an open back, or maybe it's sleeveless, or has just tiny straps for the arms. This is supposed to be one of the most exciting times of your life, and you want to look your best. This is really one of the, you can let yourself go after you're married, but before you get married, that's when you really want to look your absolute best. My guest is Jen Cassidy. She's a personal trainer and wellness consultant. Welcome to the show, Jen. So what do you think brides should do right off the bat to get that sort of buff look? And how soon should they start before they know they're getting married? 6 months, 8 months? What do you give them as a time frame?
I feel like as soon as you get that ring, just get started. Whatever your current fitness plan is, most women go out and buy a dress that's either sleeveless or it's form-fitting. It just changes what their body, what they want their body to look like, so their fitness changes. Whatever they were doing before, whether it was simply spinning or regular classes, they really want to make their shoulders look better or their butt look better if they get a more form-fitted dress or their tummy tighter. Whenever they get that ring and whenever they set that date is the time to get started.
Okay, so you get that ring and you find out, yes, I'm going to get married, and you set a date. You know, so that's when you sort of know how much time you're going to have really to get this accomplished. What do you think are the most important things to start with? You know, you're talking about the shoulders, and you're right. Shoulders got to look really nice and pretty, and you want to start doing all these things. So do you think it's more important to start with weights and get sort of that buff look, or to start trying to trim down by losing weight doing cardiovascular stuff?
I have always been a big fan of weights. I think they do both. I think they really tone your arms. They can tone your midsection, and they also build enough muscle to raise your resting metabolism to burn the fat also if your goal is weight loss. So I feel my personal opinion is weight.
No, that's good. So you want to get your weight off first, kind of get yourself trimmed, but use the weights and get yourself toned all at the same time and really work with them. Do you need to use heavy weights to get that toned look we're talking about?
You don't need to use heavy weights at all. You can use light weights, but if you're strong, there's no reason why you shouldn't use heavy weights if you can. It's not going to build muscle, but it is going to change your shape. So if you buy a really pretty dress that has a certain shape to it and you want your body to fit that dress and then that dress fit your body, you should start with weight training that would help tone your arms and your midsection.
So people don't always even know what exercises to do. Give us a little couple of quick exercises that you would recommend and the weights that you would use.
A lot of my brides, for some reason, brides love that mermaid look. I think it's the one time in a woman's life where they feel pretty and they feel sexy, so they buy that form-fitting dress. So honestly, kind of to show off your curves, I do a lot of squats. We do a lot of squats and lunges to kind of build up your glutes, to make your legs pretty, to build your lower abs. Well, not build your lower abs, but tighten them in. And then we just go from there.
Okay, so doing these kinds of things like squats to get that mermaid look, working on your tush, you know, where does nutrition figure in? What do you tell your brides to do, you know, as far as eating at this time, you know, to truly kind of go along with their routine that they're trying to do to get into that dress?
The fun thing about brides is they actually have a goal where they want to be healthy. They want to be healthy for their future, for their husband, for themselves, for a future family. So brides are great clients because it's the first time that you have their attention in order to get them to eat healthy. So we start with fruits and vegetables. We start with a basic food guide pyramid, get them enough protein in their diet to sustain the muscle to change their shape to fit the dress. So everything pretty much goes along with the dress. But the good news is that dress builds a foundation for the rest of their lives. They get a good fitness routine going. They get a good nutrition plan going. A lot of brides maybe want to lose weight. The key is not to lose too much weight too fast, but to time it out to the date of the wedding and just lose it in a healthy manner.
Really, that's very good advice. And you want to really find your perfect routine that's something that you're going to like, something that you're not going to just drop out of. And what do you advise your brides about buying a dress that fits them at the time that they try it on versus what they're hoping to accomplish? Do they get the dress a size small and force themselves into it? Or do they get it to fit them when they're trying their dresses on and then hopefully at last minute have to have it taken in, which also causes its own stress?
There's always stress around the wedding. The key is to get a dress that fits your body at the time. You're always going to change just from the stress of the wedding itself or whatever reason. Your fitness plan and your nutrition plan, you're going to fit into that dress. The dress fitters actually have 4 fittings before the date of the wedding because they know that your body's going to change that much. So they're prepared to pull it in every time and change it as your body changes. There's no need to buy a dress that's too small if you aren't able to fit into it by the date of the wedding.
Okay, so we've talked about nutrition. We have talked about weight training. We've talked about getting your dress sized and, you know, really right for you. And we've talked about some squats and using dumbbells and all of it kind of coming together. What about the stress? I mean, you're trying to get yourself in shape. And should you stress out about that particular thing? You want that pretty back and those nice shoulders, but sometimes that can be its own addition to your stressful situation.
I think it is an added stressor. It's always a goal, but the beauty of fitness, I feel like, is it shakes that stress off. So you can kind of bring that stress into the gym and take it out on your workout, and then that slowly pushes you toward your goals so that you do look beautiful in that dress when you get to your wedding date.
It is very exciting, that time of your life when you're getting married and you want to just really, you know, walk down the aisle and have everybody look at you in that glow. You know, what about tanning? You know, people want those nice shoulders and arms and things. Do you recommend spray tanning or anything like that to get that sort of look? Because, you know, weight lifters do stuff. Mm-hmm. They oil up their skin. They do things to make that buff look come out a little bit more. What do you recommend that they can do to their skin to give it that glowing look that they'd like?
All brides want to tan before their wedding. So I generally will tell them to spray tan maybe a week or two out, but shower at least a couple days before their wedding, before they get in that dress, because the last thing that you want is that tanner coming off on your beautiful white gown. So they all do it. They all do spray tans. Usually I'll send them into the Mystic spray and they'll have that done a week or two out in advance so that it's pretty and it's smooth. And then when they get to the date of their wedding, it's just flawless.
That is just great information. And for all of you brides to be out there, I wish you luck and happiness because it is such a wonderful time of life. So do as Jen said and lift those weights and get that weight off. Try on your pretty dresses and don't let the stress get to you. That's my best advice. I've been married 21 years, so don't let the stress get to you. It really will all be just fine. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Thanks for listening so much, and stay well.